Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So, the big story today, presidential debate tonight. It's a historic presidential debate. I'll talk about why in a second. 81 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of close to 90 today. And, it's chance of thunderstorms off and on throughout the day today. So the presidential debate will be on tonight, 8 o'clock. We'll broadcast that live right here on News Radio 92.3. It'll be on 8 o'clock on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. And, of course, you can download our mobile app, News Radio Pensacola mobile app, or listen to it online at newsradio923.com. So it's a historic debate tonight because of how old they are. That's why it's historic. Trump is 78 years old, and Biden is 81 years old. And so this is a historic debate because it's one of the oldest ones on record. So there you go. That's the historic part of it. Now, the debate will be moderated by CNN's Jake Tapper and Dana Bash. And it's going to be in Atlanta. And there's some rules to the debate that's got a lot of people a little upset that I want to get to. Before I get to that, I had a lot of people who were saying, no, actually, let me talk about that. Then I'll get into the Robert F. Kennedy stuff later. So the rules of the debate, there's going to be two commercial breaks. Campaign, and during those commercial breaks, campaign staff cannot interact with the candidate during that time. See, usually during commercial breaks, it's kind of like in boxing. You know, you got three rounds you got 3 minutes in a round, and then you got a minute of rest. And during that minute of rest, you get your manager over there and your trainer, and they clean up any cuts or wounds, and then they give you some, hey, he's doing this right here. You need to do that. And, you know, give it. That's kind of what the commercial breaks have been in past debates. And in this one, nope, campaign staff cannot interact with the candidates during the commercial breaks. Candidates will not have any props or pre-written notes allowed on the stage. They will be given a pen and a pad of paper and a bottle of water. And then the thing that's got people really up in arms, not everybody, but some people, one, there will be no studio audience. Two, the microphones will be muted unless it is their turn to speak. And this has got people upset. The studio audience part, I don't know. I think it's, I would rather have a studio audience just for the ambiance noise. Otherwise, just so quiet. I don't necessarily like the studio audience cheering, jeering, you know, all that kind of stuff. It interrupts the flow, but at least you got some ambiance going on, you know. But the microphone's being muted. I was like, why would people have a problem with that? That should have been done forever ago. I moderated a congressional debate for C-SPAN back in 2014, or was it 2012? It was a while ago. But it was a congressional debate. And part when I was moderating it, I told the candidates, you will have your time to speak. We'll give you a warning that you got 15 seconds left. And once your time is done, we're shutting your microphone off. So you can use your time, but as soon as your time's up, your microphone's getting shut off, and then the next person will have a chance. And so I was like, "Why?" I'm like, "I was doing that forever ago. I felt like they always should have done that. Why do they not? You know?" Because then they're like, "We lost control of the debate because the candidates would just keep talking." I'm like, "Well, that's your fault then. You have the power to shut the microphone off. You control the debate. So why would people be upset by this?" I'll tell you why right after traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Seeing no accidents on the big board right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Again, if you're at Fairfield and Pace, the traffic light is out at that intersection, so treat it as a four-way stop. And traffic is kind of backing up there. Also, just got a tip in on Perdido Key right there at the bridge. They're detouring under the bridge. We'll get more information on that, why the police are doing that. I'm John Pickens. That's a look at your traffic on the fives.
So why would people be upset that there's no microphones and no studio audience? Well, the things I've been reading, the reason why they're upset is they feel like that is purposefully hamstringing Donald Trump. And I was like, wait, what? And like, yeah, Trump thrives on the energy that an audience gives him. Even if it's bad, even if it's boos and jeers, he reacts to that energy. And so by not having a studio audience, you're immediately like knock the legs out from underneath them. I'm like, okay, I kind of see that. I have a response to that, which is, this isn't a show. This isn't supposed to be an entertainment situation. This isn't a chance for you to shine and show how well of an entertainer you are. So if that's what you need to put on a good show, I don't want a good show. I want a good debate. And so I'm okay with studio audience not being there for that, if that's the reason. Like I said, I like the studio audience there just for the ambiance and stuff. Microphones being muted. What's wrong with that? Same thing. The things I'm reading is that is hamstringing Donald Trump. And I'm like, wait, so you're all for Donald Trump interrupting people? And it's like, yes. You know, he calls him out and he does this and this and this. And I'm like, okay, look, it's really not even Trump's fault. It's the congressional, what is it? The Board of Presidential Debates, Commission on Presidential Debates. It's their fault for continually allowing these news networks to choose who the moderator is going to be. Because Dana Bash and Jake Tapper have zero experience moderating debates. They have a lot of experience doing interviews, but moderating a debate is different than interviewing somebody. And that's what you're going to see tonight. You're going to see what you always see, an interview. So, President Trump, let me ask you a question. I'm going to ask the tough questions of both of you. That's not your job. Your job as a debate moderator is not to be able to ask the tough questions of Biden and Trump while they're on the stage together. This isn't a joint interview. This is a debate. You're supposed to bring up certain policies, get them to explain their policies, and get them to explain why each other's policy is better than each other's, or criticize the other person's policy. Like, that's your job. So it's not really, and so since they don't really know how to moderate a debate and actually put on a debate, if they did, then microphones being muted makes sense. But since they don't really know how to do that and they just do a joint interview, having the microphones muted does indeed mess things up. Because, see, the reason why Trump needs to interrupt often is because he's trying to call out lie. Because he often will not be given the chance to bring up that was a lie. Or, bring, you know, because they go, moving on to another topic. Like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I want to actually debate what he just talked about. No. I got a different topic I want us to move on to. That's not your... I hate it. I hate these things because they choose these professional interviewers instead of going to get an actual debate moderator from like a college or something like this. Okay, get off my soapbox a little bit on that one. There's a lot of concern that people have that RFK Jr. is not going to be on the stage. After all, he's got 9% of the vote in a lot of polls. And so why is he not on the stage? This is why. The qualifications to be on the debate stage was, obviously, first, you got to satisfy the requirements of Article 2, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution. Number 2, you have to have a formal statement of candidacy with the Federal Election Commission. Well, RFK Jr.'s done those. But back in May, CNN set the parameters to participate in the debate. One, you have to have enough. You got to be on a sufficient number of state ballots to be able to reach the 270 electoral vote threshold. Well, honestly, until just like 3 weeks ago, RFK Jr. wasn't on enough ballots. And about 3 weeks ago, when he announced that he's with the Reform Party now, the Reform Party is going to go ahead and put him on. Now he's on there. But until like 2 or 3 weeks ago, he didn't qualify for that. But now he does. So why is he still not on the debate stage? Because the next part, you have to have at least 15%, not 9%, which is where he's at. You have to have at least 15% of the vote in 4 separate national polls of registered likely voters. And they're only using polls that meet their standards, like ABC's poll, CBS poll, Fox News poll, Monmouth University, Marquette University's poll, things like that. And RFK Jr. only comes about 9%. So that's why he will not be on the stage tonight. Now, speaking of RFK Jr., one last little story pertaining to him. He had a one-on-one interview with Dr. Phil. And that interview is going to air before the debate tonight. And at one point, he says, look, people are concerned that I'm going to be a spoiler in this election because I might get 9% of the vote. And I was saying yesterday, I don't think he's going to be a spoiler because I think he's going to get likely Republican voters and he's going to get likely Democrat voters. He's not like Ross Perot, who Ross Perot got like a lot of Republican voters and, you know, it was mostly Republican voters. I think RFK Jr. is going to get a lot of both. But a lot of people think since he ran as a Democrat and lost the Democrat primary to Biden, that he will steal Democrat votes away, that 9% is from Democrat voters. I disagree with that, but okay. If people are concerned about him being a spoiler, he will put together a proposal tonight. I'll give you the spoiler right now. The proposal he wants to make is let Biden and me co-fund a poll together in October. Whoever is least likely to beat Donald Trump will withdraw. So in other words, the poll will be, who do you think has the best chance of beating Donald Trump? And who, RFK Jr. or Biden? Who has the best chance of beating Donald Trump? And then whoever loses that poll will withdraw from the race. Now, I don't see there's any way that Biden would ever take that take that deal. In fact, he even says, do I expect that Biden will take that deal? No, but I'm not a spoiler. A spoiler is somebody who cannot win. And they say, and they stay in and disrupt the expectations of somebody who can. Ooh, ouch. That was pretty good. That was pretty good right there. Here's a text. One of the reasons why it's important to have the crowd would drown out Biden. Yes, possibly so. There's that as well. I do have expectations of this debate that are not very high. From either candidate, to be honest. I'm interested in it. I can't wait to listen to it tonight at 8 o'clock right here on News Radio Pensacola. Let's get a quick break, and we'll come back here on News Radio Pensacola or on Pensacola Morning News. We've got a little update for you as it pertains to the Jacksonville Jaguars. So stick around for that next on News Radio 92.3.
So I always say that Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community, and if you didn't know me, you might think I just use words lightly, but I really don't. I mean, as a philosopher, I use words very deliberately and mean the words that I use, and so when I say they serve, I mean that. For example, if you go to Frontier, when you look at a car, you're going to get a price sheet and you're going to get a Carfax, and a Carfax is a great resource. It's not the end-all be-all of everything about the maintenance and service history for the car, because it kind of depends on voluntary reporting. That's why I recommend you get a good used vehicle inspection from a mechanic you trust. But you get it from Frontier. But if you don't go to Frontier, like you go to, you know, Jim Bob's corner lot somewhere and you're going to buy a car and they don't give you a Carfax, or like off of, you know, Facebook Marketplace or something, no problem. Take the VIN, give it to Frontier. Frontier will run a Carfax for you for free. Why? Because they can. Because it helps. Because it's nice. Because it's being a good neighbor. Because why not? And so when I say that they have been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the big buffalo on Beverly Parkway, I mean that.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Have you ever made a spiritual bucket list? In Proverbs 30, a man named Agur makes his spiritual bucket list. He asks God to grant him 2 things before he dies, and his prayer is the only prayer listed in the entire book of Proverbs. The first thing Agur asks for is that God would remove from him anything that would hinder his walk with God, such as vanity or lying. Secondly, Agur requests that God would not give him anything that would hinder his relationship with God, such as poverty or or even wealth. More than anything, Agger just wants to be pleasing to God. So what's on your spiritual bucket list? Let your list be all about pleasing God.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
That's right. It's time for traffic on the fives right now. Not seeing any accidents to let you know about construction under the interstate overpass at 9 Mile going into Beulah. Listener says there's a 10 to 15 minute backup there. Thank you for that tip. Also, the traffic light is out at Fairfield and Pace again. At Fairfield and Pace, treat that like a four-way stop when the traffic light is out. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition-free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew as he's out. He'll be back on Monday. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. We're talking about the presidential debate coming up tonight, which we'll of course have right here on News Radio Pensacola at 8 p.m. And got a text. I was saying that it's a soapbox issue. It really drives me nuts that the Commission of Presidential Debates allows CNN, Fox, MSNBC, whoever it is, to put on the debates and choose who. Like, it's okay, we want it on TV, but they should not be able to choose who the debate moderators are, because they don't choose debate moderators. They choose people who are paid to read teleprompters and who are paid to come up with the interview questions. This is not an interview. This is a debate. And a debate means you have both candidates talking to each other, not talking to the moderator or the interviewer. And so they don't know how to moderate a debate, and they end up being, I just get frustrated when I watch them because they're not debates. I got a text here that says, Dana Bash's ex-husband was one of the 51 so-called intelligence professionals that said Hunter Biden's laptop was Russia interference and propaganda. Jake Tapper hates Donald Trump. He's called him Adolf Hitler and many other things. So Trump will be debating three people tonight. And what I was saying is, no, he's not going to be debating anybody. But yes, they're going to ask. See, they feel like their job is to ask the tough questions. And which means they're going to ask things that they feel are tough to Trump. And they're going to give softball stuff to Biden. And the reality of it is they're interviewers. They have no idea how to get the candidates to look at each other and talk about each other's policies. And stay focused on policy. They have no clue on how to do that. Let's go over to Dave Wayne in the newsroom.
A death row inmate was executed by lethal injection in Texas yesterday. They say 41-year-old Ramiro Gonzalez was put to death on Wednesday night. Also, cancer centers reporting drug shortages. 28 centers across the U.S. say at least one drug used to treat cancer has been in short supply.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden and former President Trump hold their third ever debate tonight, the first of this campaign, the CNN presidential debate in Atlanta.
The DNC paid money to buy out five of these billboards. It says, Donald, welcome to Atlanta for the first time since becoming a convicted felon. Congrats or whatever. Trump posted on Truth Social about Joe Biden. The man is a walking, lying machine and a fact checker's dream. Maybe we should call him Lion Joe in addition to Crooked.
Fox's Bill Malugin. A military coup fails in Bolivia.
Armored vehicles rammed the gates of Bolivia's presidential palace and soldiers stormed inside. Hours later, however, each one withdrew and their leader was in custody.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. The first new pair of giant pandas in the U.S. in 21 years is on their way from China to the San Diego Zoo. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 731 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 77 degrees, and it is mostly cloudy in Pensacola today. Escambia County deputies investigating another shooting in the Montclair neighborhood last night. A woman was shot at Follerell Way and Bel Air Road. Deputies say the woman was shot in the shoulder, taken to the hospital, and is now being treated. Right now there's no word on the severity of her injuries or any suspects. Investigators say shell casings were found at that scene. It's the fourth shooting in the Montclair neighborhood in just over a month now. The Strive to Thrive 2035 campaign is underway in Pensacola. The city asking residents what they'd like to see, what they'd like the city to look like a decade from now.
I'd like to see it a lot more a walkable community. It's great the way it is, but it could be a lot better.
Climate change is, you know, to me, is going to be an issue for all of us. We live downtown, so and our house that we bought has been flooded twice.
And those residents were at an open house at City Hall last night. The city's partnering with a consulting company, Gell, who helped collect some data last night at that open house event. Mayor D.C. Reeves says that the data that they collected will help determine the city's future. And you can still chime in with your opinions as well online at Pensacola2035.com. Kidnapping victim is safe. The man who allegedly took her now in custody. The Escambia Sheriff's Office said yesterday Alvin Vasquez Martinez was arrested for kidnapping Alma Lisette Morena. She went missing yesterday but has now been found safe. There's no word on what connection the suspect has with the girl. Governor Ron DeSantis is vowing to stop what he calls an unconstitutional power grab by the Biden administration. DeSantis responding yesterday to the U.S. Surgeon General's advisory on firearm violence, Dr. Vivek Murthy, called firearm violence a public health crisis, which poses a serious threat to the health and well-being of the country. Governor DeSantis accused the Biden administration of using the public health bureaucracy to violate the Second Amendment. A big Haitian migrant landing in Key West this week. 118 people landed on the Florida coast in an old boat.
The migrants are all taken into Border Patrol custody. Will they be processed for removal proceedings?
That is Adam Hoffner with the U.S. Border Patrol. And he says the boat they were in really wasn't designed to hold that many people. EMS had to respond to the scene and treat several people for heat illness and also dehydration. Rick Scott says he wants to limit investments in Chinese companies. Senator Scott announcing yesterday he's introduced a bill that would ban index and mutual funds from investing in Chinese companies, the Safeguarding U.S. Financial Leadership Against Communist China Act, calls for a one-year divestment period and civil penalties after that. That was one of three bills filed yesterday by Senator Scott, who says that it'll safeguard investors from unintentionally supporting China's attempt to undermine the American markets. It is 735 at News Radio Pensacola. John's got our traffic on the fives.
That's right. Let's see here. We've got a, if you're getting off on exit 5 westbound, there's a long line from Pine Forest to the exit. So be aware of that. Also, I've got a flatbed stalled on W Street heading south just before Massachusetts. Drivers got the hood open, so be prepared for that. Seeing some delays. Traffic light out at Fairfield and Pace. We're working on that one right now, but treat it as a four-way stop. I-10, I-110, except for Pine Forest exit, is rolling good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. And right now, it is 77 in Pensacola, and let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast with Brooke.
We are going to be seeing some scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today. 70% chance of rain overall. High today near 91 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Friday, 60% chance of rain. High near 92. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 78. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, 7:35, your next news at 8. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio, Pensacola.
Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. NASA will have a spacecraft from Elon Musk's SpaceX guide the International Space Station's destruction later this decade. The National Aeronautics and Space Administration awarded an $843 million contract to SpaceX to build the so-called U.S. deorbit vehicle. The spacecraft will be designed to guide the football field-sized research laboratory back into the Earth's atmosphere after retiring in 2030. The United States is home to some of the most congested cities in the world. The 2023 Global Traffic Scorecard, reported by INRIX, found the typical U.S. driver lost 42 hours to traffic congestion, the equivalent of a full work week. That resulted in $733 worth of time lost. Congestion cost the U.S. more than $70 billion last year, a 15% increase from the year prior. Futures are slightly lower. Yesterday, the Dow Industrials gained 15. That's your money now.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring auto. Waiting for a great finance rate on a great Volkswagen? Well, the wait is over. Now at Feedmore Imports, eligible buyers can receive 0% APR for 60 months on the 2024 Volkswagen Taos. This sporty VW Taos S is waiting for you with 0% APR for 60 months or a discounted price of $24,491. And the 2024 Tiguan S discounted to $29,516 or take 2.9% APR for 60 months. The 24 Atlas Cross Sport SE with 2.9% APR for 60 months or a sale price of $36,206. And the Atlas SE with technology, now discounted $2,500 to $41,793 or take 2.9% for 60 months. Great Volkswagens, great rates, and a great family-owned dealership. Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate in lieu of discounts and for qualifying credit through VCI.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
At any time.
New tornado warning just in effect now for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
At any time.
Very, very heavy rain here at the radio station. As a matter of fact, I believe our building is even out of power right now.
When you need to know.
So this is the warned area. Now a tornado warning in effect until 2:03.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
When you need to know.
News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
News with with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620. Yeah, I do want to make a clarification. I said that the presidential debate tonight, that's going to be on News Radio Pensacola at 8 o'clock. I said it's a historical debate. And the reason why it's a historic debate is because they're the two oldest candidates that ever sit on the stage. Clarification. Thanks, Lisa. Which is, it's actually a historical debate because it's the first time that we've had a sitting president and a former president debating one another. And yeah, that's the actual real reason. So I was trying to be funny and I forgot to actually share the real reason why it was a historic debate. So I apologize for that. Joining us right now on our News Radio 92.3 hotline is Mike Wood. We talked to Mike. He's the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. We've had quite a few things going on this past week, and we're going to get an update from him on what's going on and what we can do. Mike, thanks for joining us. And what's the update?
Well, good morning. The update is there was a video circulated online yesterday involving a suspect and two Pensacola police officers that were in a scuffle, in a fight. And we were approached by members of the media yesterday to comment on that video. And, you know, when you wait an extra day, we're able to give you more information, and that's what I'm able to give you first this morning. Our administration did look at that video and did look at the video of the officers, the body cam videos, and have determined that the force that was used was reasonable and it was justified and it was within policy of the Pensacola Police Department.
Okay. And this is the one where the officer appeared to punch the suspect, the other person?
Yes. So the officer delivered. They were trying to take. Let's back up just a minute. They
yes.
Pulled the vehicle over. They knew they were going to have to arrest this individual. And when the individual started to resist, that left the officers no choice. When a person resists arrest, the officers are bound by law to effect that arrest. They can't just back up and say, "Ah, you know what? I don't feel like fighting today. It's too hot outside. We'll go approach him in a couple of days and try this again." That's not how the real world works. We have to effect that arrest. When they tried to do that, the individual began to fight with the officers. So they had to, when they were met with force, they have to use force. And the officer that you see using a closed fist strikes to the head, that is within policy. Now, if the officer was using a baton or a large flashlight to the head, that's clearly a violation of policy, and we would be talking about a different thing. But closed right. fist strikes to the head is within policy. It is in most departments. And there was the officer and the individual were taken to the hospital and looked at and released, no major injury. So basically what we're trying to say here is, you know, resisting arrest or fighting with police is never pretty. And you're going to see that more and more with everybody's cell phones. But we urge people to wait until they get the full story. There was video that happened before that we were able to look at. And we determined that there were no violations on the part of the police officer. So when you resist arrest, which you're not legally able to do, we have to meet that force. So as long as people don't resist arrest, we will not have these ugly videos to talk about.
Okay. The other story that we've been talking about throughout the morning here is four shootings in the same area in Pensacola within a month. And I've gotten a lot of text about this today. Of you know, what in the world's going on. And I know we got ShotSpotter in the area that's been helping to at least know that there's shootings going on. But in this Montclair community, can you give us any update, anything that's going on in there that can help reduce what's going, you know, what's been happening?
Well, we work closely with the Sheriff's Department on these incidents. A lot of times they're tied together. You know, unfortunately, the guys that do this don't know boundaries or don't care about boundaries. We did have an incident in the city of Pensacola at M and Gonzales last week where there was a homicide. We haven't officially connected those together yet. It's always possible. We're looking into that. And, you know, I don't know what to tell you. We've tried, you know, community leaders, pastors, the chief, the sheriff, everybody's tried to get together to collaborate and try to figure out a way to stop this. And
have you tried to get the gang leaders together?
We would have already done it. What's that?
Have you tried to get the gang leaders together? Because the pastors aren't shooting each other. It's the gang leaders that are instigating all this.
If it was Chicago or L.A. and we had official gangs and official gang leaders, that would be easier for us to address. But a lot of times these are individuals that are not happy with each other. Most of the time it's over narcotics. But again, that's speculation on these shootings. I don't know exactly what led to them, so I don't want to guess at that. But yeah, if there was somebody that we could point our finger at that was the big boss and we could set them down and talk to them, we would certainly do that. But that's not the case.
That was actually one of my other questions, which was, are these shootings over drugs? And you're saying you're looking into it, but not sure yet.
Yeah, I mean, historically, if you look at the shootings, narcotics, money are involved, and sometimes both. And most of the people, if you're not in the narcotics trade, if you're not dealing in illegal narcotics, you usually don't have anything to worry about as far as getting shot. But our biggest fear is a lot of the times these shootings happen in populated areas, so innocent people may get struck by gunfire.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. All right, Mike, appreciate you joining us here and giving us an update on News Radio 923. Mike Wood, the PIO of Pensacola Police Department. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
All right, let's get traffic on the fives with John Piggins.
That's right. Seeing some backup right now in the Pine Forest area. So if you're traveling on Pine Forest South from 9 Mile, it's backed up all the way to the neighborhood Walmart. So be aware of that. Also, traffic light out at Fairfield and Pace. Treat that as a four-way stop. Also, there's a flatbed stalled out on W Street heading south just before Massachusetts. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly except for the Pine Forest area. I'm John Pickens with the traffic on the fives.
So yesterday, one of the big stories we were talking about was the high-speed chase that Escambia County Sheriff's Department had, where the individuals ended up jumping off the bridge and over the Escambia River. But if you remember, the canine that was in pursuit, when they jumped off the bridge, the canine went after them. And it was just like, oh my goodness. And so the canine's name is Streeter. And he's recovering from injuries. But they gave us an update yesterday, late last night. Quote, Streeter is doing very well. He had some rib bruising and other minor injuries from the impact of his jump. But he's excited to let everyone know he'll be cleared soon and back to chasing the bad guys. So there you go, Canine Streeter recovering from his bruised ribs. It just amazes me the way these dogs are. Their ball drive is just next level. And somebody jumps off the bridge and Streeter's like, you think that's going to get you away from me? I don't think so. it would have been hilarious if like the dude jumped off the bridge and like in midair, Streeter bit him on the butt or something like that.
Oh,
would have been like, I want to see that on video. That'd be a good one right there. Hey, for those of you who are Jacksonville Jaguar fans, the two of you.
Yes. I agree.
Jacksonville will retain the team, it looks like. Team was threatening to move if they couldn't get a package to remodel the stadium.
Have you ever been there?
Renovate. That's what I was thinking. Renovate.
Have you ever been to that stadium?
I've not, no.
Yeah.
I've seen it on TV. They got like the hot tubs and like one of the corners and stuff, so you can watch the game in a hot tub. I'm like, all right,
that's about it, man.
Oh, that's it?
Okay. That's about it. Yeah.
I got you. I don't know what kind of, diseases are in the hot tub. Anyway, the city council voted overwhelmingly to support $1.4 billion stadium renovations package. And so basically that passed, and so now it looks like they'll stay. So, yeah, the two of you who are Jacksonville Jaguar fans, you're not going to lose your team. They're not going to move somewhere else, so congratulations. three ways to increase your odds of living to 100 years old. Wait, first of all, do you even want to live to 100? I mean, we were talking about this earlier, John and I, and I think we agree. I'm okay with living to 100 as long as it's not like a rough, like last 10 to 20 years.
Right.
You know, as long as I can still like see, talk, walk, you know, if I need help, just even going up the stairs, whatever. No, I don't want to live to 100. That's too much. So, but here's a study that found three habits that can increase your chances to make it 100 by over 20%. Number three, eat a diverse diet. And this means eating healthy things like fruits and veggies. In fact, part of this study found if you just don't go to fast food five times a week, your chances of hitting 100 by 23%. That's right.
Wow.
So if currently you're going to fast food all 7 days of the week,
Who can afford it?
Exactly. Exercise. Even if you've never worked out in your entire life, by starting to exercise now, you can increase your chances of hitting 100 by 31%. And finally, don't smoke. People in the study who never smoked were 25% more likely to make it to 100 than smokers. So there you go. You want to live longer? Eat fruits and veggies, exercise, and don't smoke.
Live long and prosper.
I was going to say, haven't we heard this for a long time? Live long and prosper. And then go to space.
Right. So,
all right. Coming up next, what am I talking about? Oh, let's talk about pee and cow farts. That's next on News Radio Pensacola.
So I know sometimes people think, like, I'll just sell the home myself, or I'll just buy it myself, and they don't want to use a realtor. I understand, okay? But let me give you some thoughts about why maybe it's useful to go to a realtor, especially one as great as Christina Leavenworth. Okay, obviously you know that she sells a lot of homes, 175 homes last year. You hear me talking about her all the time. When the market was hot and it was very easy to sell homes, she could help you by getting the best possible deal as quickly as possible. When the market is slow, more like it is now, when people are uncertain about interest rates or when they're not sure what's going to happen with that market or the economy or the election or anything else, or, you know, what affects the price of the home? Is it change of station for the military? Are we in season or not for that? What about for, you know, school, things like that? And even understanding, like, what could happen near that home, behind that home, or even with a new home, you might think, why would I use a realtor for that? Because they can get the builder to buy down your points, for example, and work with you because builders are motivated. The point is, having a realtor gets you the best of all possible outcomes. And Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty are phenomenal. 723-9158, or look her up online, Christina Leavenworth.
Here in Pensacola, we love our Blue Angels, and we'll get to watch their spectacular performance at the Pensacola Beach Air Shows in July. But how much do you know about the fascinating history of the Blue Angels? Did you know the original name of the team was the Blue Lancers? Did you know that the Blue Angels shot down Japanese Zeros during air shows? Did you know that Fat Albert once saved lives by preventing a plane crash at sea? Take to the skies and learn these interesting stories, plus lots more, as News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents The History of the Blue Angels, every weekday morning at 8:15 and afternoons at 4:15 through the 12th of July. This special broadcast is presented by Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. It's The History of the Blue Angels, every weekday morning at 8:15 and afternoons at 4:15. On News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Culver's knows that everyone appreciates a fresh meal that comes from the heart. They take great tasting burgers seriously. Culver's Butter Burger begins as fresh, never frozen beef seared to perfection, then topped with real Wisconsin cheese and a lightly buttered toasted bun. And for a limited time, the Pretzel House Pub Burger is back. Visit Culver's today. Mobile Highway at Softly Field, Bayou Boulevard at Cordova, and Highway 90 in Milton. Third-party delivery is now available with DoorDash and Uber Eats. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Summer season is here, and Florida's summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin, 4 to 7 on News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Hey, hey, you, you, I don't
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, but Andrew's off today. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. He'll be back on Monday, and I don't remember who's filling in tomorrow. There's somebody else tomorrow. I won't be here tomorrow. You'll be taken care of. You'll be well taken care of. We got to talk about collecting pee and farts in a second, but first, let's get traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much. If you're around the Pine Forest westbound exit number 5, you're going to see some long backups there. Also, want to let you know about Pine Forest south from 9 miles backed up to the neighborhood of Walmart. So if you're anywhere on Pine Forest, right around I-10, 9 mile, just know that there's going to be lots and lots of backup with several texts in on that. I-10, I-110, except for Pine Forest Road, are looking good. That's a look at your traffic on the fives. I'm John Pickens.
So there is there's a festival going on in Glastonbury in Britain, in Great Britain. And at this festival, as you do with lots of festivals, what do you got a lot of people who got to use the bathroom, right? Well, there's this new company, NPK Recovery, that plans to collect all of the urine at this festival. And, quote, process it into a safe, nutrient-rich alternative fertilizer for use on crops. Yeah, pee-pee crops. Great.
Right.
NPK has developed a process by which the nutrients, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, which are elements present in urine, can be recovered and used separately. So, like, they somehow pull those three nutrients out of urine. And then it'll be like profiled and treated and grow crops in the company's greenhouse.
But it's still pee.
Still pee. Yeah.
Anywhere you look at it.
Yeah.
You can extract whatever.
But... have like that little beads of water on the plastic and everything like that. I wonder if it's going to be yellow.
I don't know.
Makes me wonder. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, Denmark is going to be the first country in the world that will start to charge greenhouse gas emission taxes on cows, sheep, and pigs for their farts.
Yes. Oh, boy.
They say that the amount of greenhouse gases released by the cows, sheep, and pigs is overwhelming. And so now farmers are going to have to pay a greenhouse gas tax for that. The Danish government said their aim is to lower greenhouse gas emissions by 70% by 2030. Wait, what?
What?
All you got to do is pay money. You pay a tax, and that reduces the amount of cow farts in the air. That's amazing. Like, so we could be doing that in our households all the time. Like, so you know how you have like a swear jar?
Yes.
You can have a swear jar on the counter, and right next to it, a fart jar.
There and you then, go. Can you borrow from the swear tower?
If it significantly reduces greenhouse gas emissions by paying this tax, maybe it reduces the smell as well.
Oh.
And then, John, you brought up something. You're thinking about prepaying.
Yeah, go ahead and prepay. You know, and maybe I have to borrow some money from the swear jar.
Could that make your farts smell neutral if you pay enough money into the fart jar ahead of time?
I don't know. Or nobody else gets to say anything about it. How about that?
I just see what it is. It's like, did you just fart in front of me? Like, dude, look at the fart jar. Okay.
Yeah, it's full.
It's full. That was me.
We're going on vacation.
I paid for that. What the heck? Like, seriously, the Danish government is like, our aim is to lower greenhouse gas emissions. I guess the way of lowering, I mean, in reality, their game of lowering greenhouse gas emissions is they're just going to get rid of agriculture. All right. Just don't know what to do sometimes. Craziness. Will they separate the drugs and use them again? Exactly. I was wondering about that. Dependable.